I was asking my students recently some advice about my poems, and someone pointed out that at times I have a touch of the Reverend Mike in me. And there's the barroom tenor side, you'll hear that too. This next poem is called Fox. It was begun in the fall of 73. I used to live in Wisconsin and drive in Tuesday mornings to teach. This is the second war in the Middle East. This poem was more poignant before I got my tenure in Minnesota. It's kind of lost something since then. It's called Fox. Driving fast down the country roads to a committee, a class. When I stop for gas, a highway patrolman tells me one of my lights is out. And he drives off to take up his position behind a bush at the bottom of the hill to wait for speeders. Yesterday, a snake, black and green, coiled down by the railroad tracks. His mouth bloody, he moved slowly. He looked like he was dying. Boats being pulled up out of the water. The dog ran into the lake after the sticks the children threw and stood looking back at me from the gold water. On TV, the faces of the captured Israeli pilots. Syrian film of Israeli planes crashing, martial music. The patrolman crouched behind the bush, the mouth of the snake hard and red, his green-black body without ease. A bent stick by him, as if maybe a child had beaten him with it. Maybe the same child throwing sticks to the dog in the water. Hurrying through Wisconsin, hundreds of black birds tossed up from a cornfield, turning away. Arab or Israeli. The man in the parked patrol car, the sticks rushing, failing through the air. County Road Q, County Road E. The committee meeting, waiting for me. The fox, it is a fox. It is a red fox. I slow up, he is on the road. I slow, he moves into the grass, but not far. He doesn't seem that afraid. Look, look, I say to the white dog behind me. Look, snow dog, a fox. He doesn't see him. And this fox, what he does now is go a little further and turn and look at me. I am braked with the engine running, looking at him. I say to him, Fox, you Israeli or Arab? You are red. Whose color is that? Was it you brought blood to the mouth of the snake? The patrolman is waiting, the dog standing in the gold water. Would you run fetch? What would you say to my students? He looks at me. And I say, so go off. Leave us over the edge of that hill where we shan't see you. Go on, as the white she-wolf can't, who goes up and down against her bars all day, all night maybe. Be fox for all of us. Those in zoos, in classrooms, those on committees. Neither assistant fox nor associate fox, but full fox. Fox with tenure, runner on any land, owner of nothing anywhere. Fox beyond all farmers. Fox neither Israeli nor Arab. Fox the color of the fall and the hill. And you, oh fellow with my face, do this for me. One day come back to me, to my door. Show me my own crueler face. My face as it really cruelly is. Beyond what a committee brings out in me, or the woman I love when I have to leave her, but no human hand. Fox untouched. Fox among the apples and barns. Or call out in your own fox voice over, through the air over Wisconsin that is full of the falling Arab and Israeli leaves, red, red, locked together, falling in spirals, burning. Be a realer, cleaner thing. No snake with a broken body. No bent stick, no patrolman crouched behind a bush with bloody mouth, no stick thrown, no beloved, tamed dog in the water. And let us pull up now out of the water, the boats, and call the leaves home down out of the air, Arab or Israeli. And you, my real red fox in Wisconsin, as I let out the clutch and leave you, you come back that time. Be cruel then. Teach me your fox stink even more than now as I hurry kind and fragrant into committee. And the leaves falling red, red, and the fox runs on.